production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and Whipped Cream. If you haven't seen that show that I saw in Pittsburgh in May, you don't want to miss it if you get a chance to see it. It was one of the best shows I've seen for a 90-year-old performer now. Really wonderful, true to the original recordings. Especially that one. It's called Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass, and Other Delights, and it's a wonderful program. Still touring, at least through early 2026, so don't miss it if you get the chance. Before that, we started this hour off with Frank Mills and Music Box Dancer. I'm Eric O'Brien, and it is time for Taking a Road Trip. So let's go on this weekly segment we call Let's Go on a Road Trip. We're heading to the Empire State, our neighboring state of New York. No Broadway lights or big city bites, but for some of the strangest, quirkiest roadside attractions that you might just cruise past if you're not paying attention. So buckle up as we ride through New York's lesser-known roadside wonders. Starting in Mount Tremper, New York, which I have never heard of, but that's the home to the world's largest kaleidoscope. So step inside what used to be a grain silo, and you'll find yourself surrounded by swirling colors and hypnotic patterns. At 56 feet tall, this is officially the world's largest kaleidoscope, located inside the Emerson Resort and Spa. You can lie back on the floor, look up, and watch mind-bending show of mirrors and lights without needing a single ticket to Times Square. Next, in Cattaraugus, New York, the American Museum of Cutlery. Yes, it's a museum dedicated entirely to knives. Located in a town with a long history of knife production, the museum features historic blades, Bowie knives, antique pocket knives, and even ornate presidential cutlery sets. It's sharp in more ways than one. More ways than one, yes. Uh-huh. And Pullapul Island along the Hudson River, and I'm assuming that's Pullapul, Pullapul. Something, well, anyhow, Bannerman Castle, looking like a leftover prop from a fantasy film, Bannerman Castle actually is the remains of a military surplus warehouse built in the early 1900s. It's accessible only by boat, but this decaying castle-like structure is shrouded in history, mystery, and just the right amount of creepy charm. Tours run seasonally, and yes, it is totally Instagrammable, so make sure you take your phone and or camera with you. Orchard Park, New York, the Eternal Flame Falls. It's a natural waterfall with a small flickering flame that burns right behind it, the result of a natural gas leak. The Eternal Flame, in quotes, dances behind the cascading water like a magical secret. A short hike brings you to one of New York's most bizarre natural oddities, part geology and part fairy tale. There you go. In a town that I can pronounce, Adams, New York, is the Cheese Theme Welcome Center. You'll know you've arrived when you see the giant wedge of cheese. Yes, this dairy-devoted roadside stop celebrates New York's cheese-making heritage with a cheese-shaped sign, a cheese-themed gift shop, and plenty of free samples. Say cheese and mean it. And finally, Leroy, New York, you can, did you know that Jell-O was invented in New York? Well, this museum in Leroy dives deep into the wobbly history of America's favorite gelatin dessert. From quirky molds to vintage ads and a room dedicated to the infamous Jell-O salad, those disgusting recipes, it's a nostalgic stop with a jiggly twist. So whether you're chasing cheese, fire behind waterfalls, or a castle full of old military gear, let's travel New York sometime, and that's all for Let's Go on a Road Trip, and it's good to be back because some of those were just a little strange. But I think that was the idea. Here's Neil Richardson and his singers, A New Kid in Town on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
We'll be right back.
relaxing and easy, is your summertime radio companion.
relaxing and easy. That's Ron Goodwin with a Neil Diamond tune called Hello Again. Before that, Paul Marriott with I Won't Last a Day Without You, John Gregory and Moonlight Feels Right, and Neil Richardson in the orchestra with his singers, A New Kid in Town, originally done by the Eagles. Eagles. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Roger Williams with A Little Luck.
Thank you.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Thank you.
Vermicelli Orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, sometimes known as Dick Baker and the orchestra, depending on what he recorded as, I guess. Looking Through the Eyes of Love, I believe that was a Partridge Family tune. I could be wrong about that, but anyhow, before that, Bernard Ebbinghaus, Even the Nights Are Better, and Sven Lebeck, Too Late for Goodbyes. Now here's this week's Believe It or Not series segment. Stories all true, all recent, and a little bit off the beaten path, but maybe interesting nonetheless. Starting in Tokoro Islands, Japan, Dateline July 7th. More than 1,100 earthquakes rattled a remote island chain in southern Japan, and no, that's not a typo, that's 1,100 earthquakes. The strongest tremor hit at a lower level 6 on the country's scale, sending some residents packing for the mainland. Now here's the twist. Some locals believed this was the beginning of a prophecy from a popular manga series. Yeah. The predicted megaquake, though, whatever that may be, never happened. Seismologists say there is no way to forecast earthquakes, but that doesn't stop imaginations from shaking. Dateline Florida, July 12th. We talk about Pepper, a house cat who just made a major contribution to science. While out on a little backyard adventure, Pepper caught a wild shrew, which researchers then tested during a wildlife virus study. Turns out the sample revealed a brand new virus, a previously unknown orthoreovirus. Experts say the feline's catch may help us better understand how viruses spread across species. So chalk one up to Team Whiskers. Hear that, Bruno? Bruno the cat here in the PBR TV studio. Yes. And finally, in Hungary, July 12th, the country's oldest library is under attack by beetles, and not the singing kind. Librarians at the Libri Egriensis are battling a paper-loving pest infestation threatening up to 100,000 rare books. These tiny bugs bore right into manuscripts, feasting on century-old bindings. Several centuries, not just one. Staff have sealed off affected rooms, lowered the temperature, and even resorted to fumigation. In a place where silence is golden, there is now a silent war with six legs. Yeah. Well, there you have it, your weekly round of the strange, the scientific, and the almost unbelievable. This has been Believe It or Not on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Charles Crawford in a love song.
Thank you.
Summer's here, and the time is right for smooth, relaxing, and easy.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Johnny Mann and his singers there with Michael Rode, The Boat Ashore. Obviously, that was not one of the Johnny Mann recordings featuring Thurl Ravenscroft, at least not in his signature Tony the Tiger low voice, but he has sung with them, had sung with them, among other groups, actually. And let's see, before that, John Gregory, She's Always a Woman, Alan Dew, A Horse with No Name, Charlie Bird and Scott Hamilton with It's a Wonderful World, and Charles Crawford with A Love Song. Have time for one more here. Here's Henry Mancini. A big noise from Winnetka. It's going to blow in any time now. come to the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint. And right back here on SRE, this has been program number Y10-09. Okay.